Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. All right. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. We are here with another Mailbag Monday today. We've got a lot of letters and questions coming, Angel, so let's just jump in and see if we can answer some of them.
We always jump in. How about if I just ease in?
Just
today?
Ease in. That'll be good.
All right, Joe. Can you explain the husband over the wife over the home scenario? Is it scenario or scenario?
It doesn't matter which one it is.
Clearly, where even I can understand it.
That's right, because I am the head. You better do what I say, sugar. You better do what I say. And that was where
exit stage left.
They were talking to Jesus one time, you know, and asking some questions. If you want to be great in my kingdom, if you really want to be great in my kingdom, you need to be the servant of everybody else. Mm. It is an upside down pyramid. The head, you're the head servant. And so we go through the thing about, you know, the head of man is Christ, the head of Christ is God, you know, and the head of the woman's the man, and the women are over the children, children's over the dog, dog's over the cat, cat's over the mouse, mouse over the cheese, cheese over the cracker. It's a pecking order, but it's not. It's an upside down. Men, you are the head servant in your family. You're the one's going to go the extra mile. You're the one's going to give your life. You're going to do whatever it takes to get it done. And so when you're the head, you're the head servant. So when I'm married, Angel, I'm her head servant. Whatever she needs, I'm to make that happen. That is my job. When you get married, the marriage is a covenant. You can't have a covenant unless somebody dies. So a marriage ceremony is actually it's a funeral. You're there. You're celebrating. You're promising before God and witnesses, and usually a minister. Until death us do part, not till I kill you one. It's until death us do part, I'm going to spend the rest of my life serving you. And so I tell couples all the time in the council, they get mad, well, when do I get to choose? And I tell men, you don't get to choose. You died at that ceremony. Mm-hmm. You promise to spend the rest of your life serving this lady around here. And that's why most marriages end up south. That's why there's many Christians in divorce quarters that are unbelievers. What happened? Well, I married the wrong person. I married on the rebound. I married too late. I married too early. No, you married your opposite. Mm-hmm. And your job's to serve one another. And if you don't do that, you're going to end up fighting the rest of your life. So there's no pyramid thing. It's just the head servant. And so a wife serves her kids. What are you going to do? Well, they're sick. I got to get them to the hospital. I got to make sure they get, you know, get them dressed right and help them with their homework and teach them how to brush their teeth and get clean. Did you bathe? Did you clean your room? And so, we've all done it. You know, men, when they get married, you think, man, I got a great woman, and she's sucking lips off my face, and all of a sudden you drop that first baby. And men, we know we go to the bottom of the food chain. We're not even on the list anymore. The kids take over, and until all of a sudden they leave home. And so God knew what he was doing. I mean, God almost tricks you into marriage. You think, ooh, I'm in love. No, you have no idea what that word means. That's the most expensive four-letter word in the universe. For God so loved the world, he gave. He gave. What does love do? It gives. You give. You only got so when you get married, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to serve my wife. I'm going to make sure she's going to be real happy. And I say it all the time in our seminars. When we get to heaven, I want our angels say, Father, I want to thank you for your son, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Ooh, what a blessing it was. And the second thing I want to hear angels say is, and Father, I want to thank you for Joe, because he was the second greatest thing ever happened to me outside Jesus. And that's got to be a kind of a goal. Now, no, there are no perfect people. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day and they get back up. You're going to scoop dirt with your lower lip a few times. You got to get back up, spit the dirt out of your mouth, repent and forgive. Yeah. Get your hand back on the plow, start moving again. There are no perfect people, but they're getting back up people. And so marriage is an incredible gift from God. But no, you're not the head. You're the head servant.
You know, in our society with divorce and single mothers being so prominent, it is, you kind of have to really hang on
yes, buddy.
To that. Mm. And then today we're inundated with that everybody, we're like one, you know. And clearly we're not. Our DNA is different.
Yes.
And our roles are different when it comes to a family. You know, so you're the head servant, and the woman's role is really the head of the house.
Yes.
Which is so messes up so many people's doctrine.
I know.
Because, you know, I mean, when I was growing up, it was the man at the head of the house, and he's going to tell us all, blah, 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 how to do our job. Really, that's not the case. I mean, if you look at the Proverbs woman, she was doing everything.
On five, ran five different businesses besides being a housewife. And still got up early
and making him look good.
Making him look real good.
He was just sitting over there at the gate.
Yeah. Yep. Woo.
Yeah. So it is clear that it's the head servant. I love the way that you say that because it changes your mentality because it goes from lording over someone and telling them how to live their life and what to do and you've got to do this to. To serving them and honoring them. It's a different perspective completely.
And if you ever get that in you, you start serving your spouse, they'll suck the lips off your face. But if you're demanding and criticizing and critical, they're going to look for the first exit door they can find.
I remember when my son, this is a little bit off track, but it comes back. My son, and I hope he's not going to listen to this. he was... about 12 years old, and he came around the corner one day, and he had his hands behind his back. And you know how, as a mother, to this day, I looked at him and I said, I don't know what you've been doing, but it's not good. And I go, what do you got behind your back? And he came and had a Victoria's Secret, you know, that had come in the mail behind his back. And I said, you know, come here, son. Let's talk about this for just a minute. And I go, first of all, I'm glad that you're interested in girls.
Yes.
And women. I think it's healthy.
Thank you.
I don't have a problem with that at all. But here's what I want to share with you. The problem with this is where it takes you. Because where it takes you down that road, then you start to see women as something that is just an object to fulfill your fleshly desires.
Yes.
That's not God's way.
No.
God's way is to see her as a woman of honor that you respect.
Thank you.
And the one that you want to raise your children, the one that you want to go through life with.
Oh.
And but if you filter it through this, which will ultimately lead to pornography, which some would say that is pornography, which I would...
Might as well jump in, yes.
So, but if you start filtering it through those ways, it blurries... Is that a word?
It'll work.
Okay, it'll work. I'm Southern. Just let me go. but it makes it blurry, the filter that you have, which would honor your wife.
Yes.
And I said to him then, I said, now you have a little sister there. Those women are somebody's child, somebody's mother. Do you want men looking at your sister like that? And I go, so that's what you have to take into account. Yeah. Or do you want somebody to honor your sister and respect her?
Yes.
And boy, did it change the way he saw things.
That is great.
And so sometimes we've had bad filters come into our lives.
Yep.
And so we don't see things as I'm the head servant. And we don't see things as she's the head of the house because of these bad filters and these bad examples. You know what? God wants to help clear that up.
Yes.
And if it's out of kilter, ask God to help you with that. That's what the Holy Spirit is for.
Yes.
To strengthen us and to allow us to walk and to fix this stuff that we've seen. So I was fortunate that I just kind of caught him right at the beginning.
Perfect.
Yeah. And listen, to this day, him and I have the most open conversations. My daughter and I do too. And and that's important too. And
because you can start, you know what that'll do for you? You know what that'll mess you up? You know what you're doing right now? Do you know how bad that is? Everybody reacts the wrong way. And if we just take it the wrong direction, and all of a sudden think, man, this must be some power, man. That mom got really upset about that. This got to be something, you know? No, just stay real calm. Just stay calm.
Most of the time, and I could get some pushback from this, and that's okay, because I'll stand by it. But most of the time, when you react like that to your child, or your spouse or whatever, it's because of your pride.
Yes.
Because you're embarrassed.
Yes.
If your child comes to you and says, "Mom, I'm pregnant out of wedlock," and you go postal,
yeah,
that's because you're embarrassed.
Yes.
And what is how it's going to affect you?
Yes. Taking it personal.
Yeah. And or, "Mom, I'm homosexual."
Yes.
"Oh, well, you just pushed the lid off." Okay. You know what? You react poorly because of your pride.
Yeah.
So, and that's huge.
Yes, it is. Because if you don't get into love, love's going to save everything. But if you go the opposite and you are isolated, it's like you're not, love's never going to work. They'll never talk to you again. They'll never share with you again.
No.
They will never respect you. They'll never listen to you. It's like, "Honey, I love you." "Oh, that's a sin, but I love you. I'll hug your neck. Come on, let's have lunch."
And listen, I don't have perfect kids. We don't agree
Nobody
on anything.
Nobody has perfect kids.
We don't agree on everything. There's times that I don't, but I do not go postal on them. And you know what? I want them to know, whether I agree with you or not, I'm a safe place.
And I will tell you the truth.
I will always tell
I'm
you the truth.
I'm not some flibbity gibbet just trying to make you feel good.
No.
"Hey, sugar, I love it, but no, I don't agree with that."
So let's bring it back to the question,
yes,
which is the husband over the wife. So because of those types of scenarios,
yeah,
so many times we have such a weird thinking when it goes that. So sometimes, you know, we may be well into a marriage, well into it, many years, and got to go, "Wait, I'm the head servant? Whoa."
Yeah.
You know, now that's a mind renewal thing.
Yeah.
So, but that's what it is. We are all called to serve just like
Thank
Jesus
you.
Did.
Thank you.
So, I'm taking my soapbox and putting it in the closet right now. There you go.
But it's so powerful. That's why all society's got it backwards. They just do. That's why you got to feed on the word of God. What are we going to do? I'm looking for somebody to serve.
Yes, that's good. All right, Joe. How does a husband and wife stand in faith together when praying?
Well, faith is a wonderful thing. Without faith, Hebrews says, you cannot please God. Without faith, 1 Peter says, you cannot resist the devil.
Mm.
Faith is powerful.
Yes.
What do you get faith? Well, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, faith is a muscle. Some people have strong faith.
Mm.
Some have weak faith. Some have little faith. Some have no faith.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the word of God, you can build up yourself in your most holy faith, you know, getting in the word of God. So I tell people, reading your Bible is not a religious thing.
Yeah.
It's a power thing.
It
I'm going to build up my faith. I'm going to read a proverb every day or just read a psalm or read something. Have me some sort of devotional I'll read, you know, before I go to work or before I go to sleep at night. I'm not trying to be holy. I'm not trying to earn brownie points with God.
Right.
I'm not trying to get stars on a poster. I'm trying to build up my faith because I need it to please God and resist the devil, because I live on a planet where Satan is the current god of this world. And so I want him to run us in sheer terror, not me. So faith comes by getting in the book. Just real simple.
Yeah.
Get your Bible open and read something. Feed on the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
So what does two or more agreeing together mean?
Well, if you got your spouse, I love my spouse. I'm in love. I'm in love with my wife. I love Angel. But we grew up in two different states, two different families, in two different worlds.
Very different.
We have two different sets of, we've had two former spouses. We have very, very varying backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that makes us common is we're in love. God brought us together. God's put us together. Opposites attract. And so you got to realize, whenever you get ready to pray with your spouse, that's a different human,
uh-huh,
of a different sex, from a different family, from a different background. What you're trying to do is agree on the word.
Mm.
I don't need you to get excited or jump up and down. Or, hey, according to the word of God, if we set ourselves in agreement, God will do this for us.
Mm.
I think we need this. What do you think?
Mm.
Well, that would be good. I think we need it too. Well, then let us set ourselves in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace, and we're going to ask you, because you promised you would supply all of our needs, and we need this.
Yeah.
If we need it, you need it. So we're agreeing that you're going to supply this need, and we're going to stay thankful. Father, we thank you. This need is already met. You know, when you pray, even Billy Graham said one time, if I had my life to live over again, I'd spend more time thanking God than asking God.
Ooh, that's good.
Because God's already supplied all my need.
Mm.
God's already done everything. I'm not asking him to do something. I'm just thanking him for it. When I get a revelation, like, oh, God's already done that. Mm-hmm. Well, Father, I'm going to thank you. Promise you're going to talk to me when I go to sleep. I'm not going to sleep yet.
Yeah.
You're going to talk to me when I go to sleep, when I wake up, I walk during the day. You're going to surround me with divine favor. People are going to like me, not even know why. I'm going to be in the right place, the right time. I'm a problem-solving machine.
Yeah.
So whenever your spouse is going to agree, you know, you're going to see it different many times. And that's why you got to stay open. Honey, I think we need to agree on this.
Yeah.
And they'll say maybe something, well, what for? Why do we need that? Well, I think we need that for this. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I think we might need this. Okay, let's make an adjustment. Where can we agree?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Nah, you never agree with me. You never. That's not going to work.
Right.
The devil's always trying to divide. Jesus is trying to unite.
That's
so
good. That's really good. You do have a great series called No Prayer, No Power.
Ooh, very good.
And you can get that at joemcgee.com. It comes. You can get it in an MP3 series. Just check that out because
it's all scripture. It's just telling. Oh, this
and I mean, just play it over and over and over
because
there was a moment that it'll drop from your head to your heart.
Thank you, marinate.
And, yeah, exactly. That's that hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Guys, thank you so much. We love our Mondays. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite times of the week. And I learn more about Joe. I learn more about myself.
Yes, we learn about each other.
Yes, we do. Please send in your questions to mail at joemcgeeministries.com. If you have any comments, too, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
And, guys, we are about to embark on something big for parents. If you're a partner, you've been thinking about being a partner, please join us now because we need your support in prayers.
Yes.
In agreement and finances.
Yes.
So we love you so much. Please have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.
Bless you guys. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.